I Forget Jeannie on this Moment of Science. There's something really funny about dreams. Well, okay, there are a lot of funny things about dreams, like the one I had where I'm sitting here in the studio when suddenly I realize I forgot to put on my pants. Oh, whew, just a dream. But even though we can all remember certain kinds of dreams, it's curious just how hard it is to remember your dreams in general. Think about that. We might dream several times during the night, but yet by the time we've gotten up and stumbled into the bathroom, almost all of that dream material is gone. It seemed so real a minute ago, we say. Why is it? Well, although we understand much more about dreams than ever before, there's no hard and fast answer to this question. But one reason probably has to do with our evolutionary history. Think of it this way. Lots of studies show dreaming is part of our natural brain activity. We need to do it. The funny thing is, dreams seem like reality when we're having them. So which organism will survive longer, one that remembers dreams or one that forgets them? Probably one that forgets them, because otherwise we might confuse dreams with real experiences. Not being able to tell them apart could lead to making mistakes in the real world based on information we gathered from the dream world. And in the wild, making mistakes means dying before you can reproduce. It's frustrating sometimes how elusive our dreams are, but in the long run, that may be a good thing. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from James Craig in psychology. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.